This is Daily Discipleship with Leroy Imes. Today, from 2 Chronicles chapters 1 through 5, Leroy tells how to make a change of leadership peaceful and profitable. Daily Discipleship is a radio outreach of the Navigators, whose purpose is to know Christ and to make Him known around the world. And now, Leroy Imes.
During a change of leadership, people are often thrown for a loss. Sometimes the people being led can't deal with the fact that the new leader isn't a carbon copy of his predecessor. On the other hand, sometimes the new leader alienates people when he tries to bring some change quickly. But with balance and wisdom, a change of leadership can be a growing experience for everyone involved. In today's passage, we see Solomon assuming the throne after the death of David. Now, David and Solomon were different. Solomon was a man of peace. David, a man of war. Solomon engaged in building. David engaged in battle. David was concerned primarily with the Ark of God. Solomon with the tabernacle. David was a writer of songs and prayers. Solomon, a writer of Proverbs. Yet Solomon did not try to win the hearts of the people by trying to prove that he was right and David was wrong. 2 Chronicles chapter 1, verse 8 records Solomon's prayer to the Lord. You have shown great kindness to David my father and have made me king in his place. His prayer was an acknowledgement that God had showed great mercy to his father David, who had ruled Israel under the guidance and mercy of God. What had gone on before was not wrong. It was just different. Now there'd be a new emphasis, but with a clear endorsement of what had gone on before. David and Solomon were different in approach and style, but shared the same heart and purpose before the Lord. I remember back in 1956 when Dawson Trotman, the founder of the Navigators, drowned in a boating accident in Scroon Lake, New York. We were a young, growing organization, and suddenly we had a new leader in the person of Lawrence Sanney. Now that could have thrown us, but for two things. First, we knew that Lauren was Dawson's clear choice as a successor. Lauren had been Dawson's right-hand man for years. Although they were different in temperament and style, their heart and vision were the same. The second factor was Lauren's wisdom in bringing change slowly. While building on the past, he planted seeds of new ideas and methods and let them mature in the minds of his co-workers. There's a lesson here for all of us. When God calls a leader, he is also calling followers. And both have the responsibility to trust God for the strength, wisdom, and grace to fulfill their calling. When that happens, the Lord is honored, and the work goes on. Until tomorrow, this is Leroy Imes.
To help you make the Word of God a priority each day, we'd like to send you a free subscription to Daily Walk, the Navigator's monthly devotional guide. Daily Walk is filled with practical insights on how to live a Christ-centered life. Write The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80934, and ask for Daily Walk. That's The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80934. Tomorrow, Starlight, Starbright, and what it can help us learn about God. Join us on Daily Discipleship.